I am Ruanito Johnny Ferrarisi. I am an assistant professor at the UF IFAS Indian River Research and Education Center located here in Fort Pierce. The Millennium Block is a great initiative that was put together about a year ago in order to assess the best grapefruit varieties we have available from the UF IFAS and the USDA programs, and also to test the UFR rootstocks in grapefruit, navel orange, and mandarins here at the Indian River in order to generate local data to help growers to select the new varieties they will be planting in the future. So those varieties are the most tolerant ones we've identified. They are not strong, tolerant materials, but they are the best we have, and they are all readily available at DPI, which means that it's not a basic project, but we can really identify the materials and then move forward to planting then in the near future if we identify some good combinations.
So really the main focus, finding ways to stay sustainable with HLB.
Exactly, yes. Particularly for the fresh grapefruit market, we have the largest production area here in the Indian River area. So we will be able to actually revert the strong decline we've been seeing in grapefruit production in the last years.
Yield, fruit quality, and fruit drop are some of the things you'll be looking at.
Exactly, yeah. So we wanted to maintain the fruit in the tree. We want to basically quantify how good those varieties are under a high HLB pressure. And primarily, we want to identify all the horticultural aspects of those varieties here at the river. They're commercial varieties, but we have few data available at the moment that would allow growers to choose those varieties right now. So we wanted to address that.
You have your trees on order, but you'll be almost a year from now getting started on planting, correct?
That's correct. We've worked with a nurseryman, and we identified one that is willing to take the stake of propagating about 6,000 trees. So that's not much for the industry. However, have to remember that we will have 30 trees for each combination, which makes this a huge challenge for them to operate. So in about a year, we will have trees from seeds, we will have tissue culture materials, and also root cuttings as well that will be produced in order to fill out the order we have.
And I believe that's going to be over something like 30 or 40 acres here at the center?
Yeah, we are talking specifically about 24 acres of planted area, and we will have some room for potential increases over time when we identify other materials that get released after, you know, this initial phase. So the total area we have is 35 acres, and then we can expand that to even more. The Indian River Research and Education Center currently has several acres available, so some are easy to turn into groves, others they need some drainage and all of that, but we really want to identify the materials. So we don't have a lot of materials yet, but as soon as they are available, so we can expand those 35 acres.
You're looking at least a six-year project, correct?
That's correct. So that will give us the initial information. So trees usually need 3 years in order to start the production. And then we will have solid 3 years of yield data to really help out identifying the tolerant material. So we can see in the first 2.5-3 years, about 100% of the susceptible varieties, they are all infected by the disease. So we can really have a good indication of the variety responses.
How did you come up with the name Millennium Block?
Oh, that's a great question. So basically, it started as a variety trial in the year 2000. some other scientists, they put this project together as a larger scale of the old Indian River variety blocks. And they planted that in 2000 and basically got pushed back after the cancer eradication. Tried, you know, to move the direction and change the name, but everybody is saying, oh, yes, I know what you're talking about, the Millennium Block, right? So we are sticking to that name because it's something that's locally known. And, of course, we have different objectives, but I think it's a good name because it indicates the resurgence of an industry that was really hit by HLB. Perhaps we can come up with some solutions for our growers based on that.
And that was in the same spot where your block is going to be.
Yes, exactly.
Is there anything we'd miss you'd like people to know about the Millennium Block?
This is a big project, so it's a collective effort. We have the Iraq faculty, we have the CREC breeders, we have USDA breeders involved in that too. We have a strong grower support from the Citrus League. So several growers are helping us out with the planning, and we came up together with a solution that's grower-driven in the sense that this will not only be a good scientific project, but also an applied research that growers will be able to use. Besides that, we are really glad that we are bringing large grapefruit plantings back to this center after, 12 years. So our last large planting was in 2005. So that's really great to have the capability to replant grapefruit back in the center.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.